merging of the Turrbal and Yagara people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Zara and Kimberly with the 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, an inquest into the death of a former Australian soldier after he was shot by police in far north Queensland will begin in Cairns today. Chris Allan Vignes was shot by police on the 29th of March 2020, after a standoff lasting around 12 hours in northern Cairns. Police at the time says Mr. Vignes has broken into a telecommunications building and fired at the police, as well as driving his car into an officer. The inquest will examine the circumstances which led to the decision by police to shoot Vignes and whether the police involved acted in accordance with police services policies.
In an Australia first trial, Queensland grown bananas and melons have been sent to a tasting and promotion event at a high-end Tokyo retailer. Department of Agriculture and Fisheries horticulturalists have been working with industry partners for 4 years to analyse the impact of shipping and supply chain conditions, such as storage, temperature and ripening conditions, on the appearance and flavour of the fruit. Queensland Minister for Agricultural Industry Development and Fisheries, Mark Ferner, says the horticulturists play a key role in supporting the industry to access more export pathways for Queensland produce, creating economic growth and benefit for Queensland.
In national news, the federal government has brokered a deal with the Greens which could see more than 700 gigalitres of water used for farming each year allocated to the environment through Commonwealth buybacks across the Murray-Darling Basin. The Environment and Water Minister, Tanya Plibersek, in a joint press conference with the Greens environment spokesperson, Sarah Hanson-Young, said the two parties have agreed to a series of amendments to strengthen the Murray-Darling Basin Plan bill before Parliament. The legislation before the Senate extends the deadline to reach water recovery targets from 2024 to 2027, after it became clear the plan would fail to reach the 2024 deadline. It also allows buybacks to resume after being halted by the previous government.
Financial experts and researchers are raising cautions on the rise of the generational wealth gap in Australia. Director of the Monash Centre for Youth Policy and Education, Lucas Walsh, claims interest rates and inflation are heightening the already prevalent divide. Research by Monash University indicates a majority of Australians aged 18 to 24 have faced financial struggles during the past year. As it stands, younger generations have missed out on Australia's extended stretch of uninterrupted economic growth and are now weighed down by oppressive living costs, soaring rents and rising mortgage repayments, with little in savings to fall back on.
In international news, Derek Chauvin, the police officer found guilty of murdering George Floyd back in 2020, has been stabbed in an Arizona prison. According to a statement from the Bureau of Prisons, Chauvin received life-saving treatment over the weekend and has been transported to a local hospital where he is expected to survive this attack. Official statements regarding the nature of the stabbing have not been released.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band.
That's all our news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.